Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Staging the penalties, we'll get to in just a couple of moments here. Buffalo with a scoring attempt as Buchanan is there. Back over to Byrne. Quick stick. Score!
There's a goal. Nanico on the goal for the Bandits lacrosse team going to the playoffs, the defending NLL champions. And joining us on the Wester hotline right now, one of the announcers you hear right there, along with John Gertler, by the way, Dave Buchanan on the Wester hotline. Dave, it's Sal and Joe. Good morning to you. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Guys, it's been a while. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's been a while, but for good reason. Reached out because the Bandits are in the playoffs, man. How did this happen? Because it seemed like for a while they were trending towards missing this year.
Yeah, it was it was a little tricky mid-season. They were 5-6, but you know these guys know how to win. They are the defending champions for a reason, and I think the defense got healthier. They got some guys. They added some guys, and then the offense is clicking on all cylinders. And now they've won 5 of their last 6. They're locked into a playoff spot, and they still got a shot to host a first-round game even.
We'll talk about that and what happens next, but let's go back and rewind a little bit. How did they kind of turn it around and right the ship a little bit?
Yeah, well, like I said, I think a lot of it starts with the defense getting healthier. I mean, the start of the season, they were missing guys like Adam Bomberry, who came back after a long-term injury, and he looks to be in phenomenal shape. And they also added Paul Dawson from Colorado at the trade deadline. So that gave the Buffalo defense and goaltender Matt Vince some veteran experience on the back end, and also a couple of guys that are familiar with playing with Matt Vince and how they can best support him, standing in front of him, allowing him to see shots while blocking other shots. And that was something you certainly saw against Calgary this past Saturday night, how well Buffalo can block shots. Just looking up and down the stat sheet, you know, Dawson had a couple, Bomberry had a couple, Priolo had like 3 block shots. So that really helps Matt Vince take a lot less rubber, and he was phenomenal too on Saturday against Calgary. Is between the defense and his goaltending, they only gave up 7 goals, which was something that John Tavares highlighted in his post-game press conference, the fact that they only surrendered 7 goals when they were giving up 12 or more goals for the first half of the season is definitely a step in the right direction. And then just the offensive side, I think that they struggled a little bit early in the year, but you know this group has been together now for about 3 years, and when they're clicking and having fun, they go on runs like this, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Matt Vince is 41 years old, playing goal. There was a question. Was there a question if he was going to come back this year? I think there, if I remember correctly, but you tell me if that was right or wrong.
Yeah, no, after they won the championship, you know, they gave Matt some time to think about what he wanted to do. And in about August, he came back to the team and said, you know what, I'm still having fun. And I think a lot of it for him, too, is his family, his kids are now getting to watch him play here in Buffalo and Bandit Land. So I think that adds something to him, added something for him to want to come back. So he signed a 2-year deal, you know, last off season, and you know, we did lose him for a couple of games. He had an upper body injury, but team persevered through that, and now I think he's ready to lead this team in another playoff run.
You mentioned that they still have a chance to host a playoff game. What do they need to have happen for that to happen?
So, first off, they got to win. Saturday night, they play in Las Vegas. That's a late start, 10 o'clock game. So they'll know before they hit the floor if that possibility is alive. Because first off, they either need Georgia, who plays Rochester on Friday, or Albany, who I think plays New York on Saturday. If either of those teams or both of them lose and then Buffalo wins, then that gets them into that top four of the league, and they can host a first-round game. So they need either one of those teams to lose first and then win themselves to get that home game in the first round. But either way, they're locked into a playoff spot regardless.
All right, and then what does it look like on the horizon? Like, who are the challengers here? What teams will they have to overcome to try and repeat here?
Well, they're going to have to play probably a team that beat them at some point in the regular season. You look at Georgia and Albany. Georgia beat them back in December here at home, and they lost both games to Albany this year as the Firewolves. You know, they've had a bounce back year after finishing last in the league last year. They added a couple rookies in Ty Kurtz and Alex Simmons, along with their goaltender Dougie Jamison. You know, they've bounced back. They have fallen off a little bit. I think they're like on a 4 or 5 game losing streak, but they were definitely one of the top teams in the first half of the season. So you're gonna have to beat one of those teams in the first round, or maybe a Panther City Lacrosse club that beat Buffalo in overtime, or Halifax that also beat Buffalo in their one matchup this year. So you're going to have to avenge a loss likely in the first round of the playoffs. And again, that's single elimination. So there's no chance for a one more do-over. They're going to have to get it done if they want to move on.
What kind of year has Dean Smith had?
MVP caliber as always. You know, he, like I said, Dane struggled with scoring early in the season, but now he has found his touch. He went on a run there with, I think, like 4 out of 5 games with a hat trick. Only needed to, I think, chip in 1 or 2 this past Saturday night. But, you know, Dane is currently 3rd in the league in scoring and has a chance to break his single-season assist record. And he is loving life playing with his brother Josh Byrne, and Josh leads the league in scoring. And Josh, he has taken another step this year. He was already an all-world MVP-type player, and I think Josh has gotten even better this year. He leads the league in scoring. He's in the hunt for the most goals scored in the league this year. He just eclipsed 50 goals, which makes him just the 5th Bandit to ever do that. And Josh is amazing, whether it's his outside shot or flying across the crease that he likes to do. Just that dynamic duo for the Bandits really pays dividends.
All right.
On the league itself, I saw one rumor, and maybe it's only that the Rochester Nighthawks could be on the move to Michigan. I don't know if you've seen the same thing, Dave, or even just how sad it would be, I guess, if that happened. I mean, I've never been to Rochester to a game there, but, I mean, they've been in the league as long as I've been alive.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, that's a rumor that I've not heard from any reputable sources.
Okay.
And you got to remember, though, with the Nighthawks, that original Nighthawks team, they moved to Halifax, what was it, 3-4 years ago. And this current iteration of the Nighthawks is owned by Pegula Sports, as part of owning the Rochester Americans. So this Rochester team is owned by Terry Pegula. I wouldn't read much into those rumors. So, but anything's possible. But I really think that this coming from a lot of places without a lot of credit.
Gotcha.
And of course, anytime you have Dave Buchanan on, we have to talk a little bit about motorsports. What's happening on the motorsports scene right now? What are you covering right now? What are you looking forward to?
NASCAR is off and running this year. You know, they just ran yesterday at Texas. Chase Elliott got his first win in about a year and a half. And there's been some interesting races, some real good photo finishes. And Wild won a Wild Daytona 500 this year. And you know, we're getting closer to May and the preparations for the Indianapolis 500. Kyle Larson is going to run both the Indy 500 and the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 in the same day this year. That's something to look forward to in May. And with May also comes the start of local racing season. I'll be doing my first race hopefully this weekend with the Race of Champions Modified Series. All the local tracks like Lancaster and Ransomville are going to be getting fired up here in just a few weeks. So it's that weird flux period for me of the year where I got to duel both lacrosse class and racing season and try and juggle my schedule.
I know you love it, though, buddy. I know you love it. Thanks for joining us here this morning. And obviously, we'll be dialed into what happens with the Bandits going forward, and hopefully we'll talk again if they can creep closer and have a chance to repeat.
Anytime. Looking forward to it, guys.
All right, thank you. That is Dave Buchanan. And Dave does a lot of the stuff here. Anytime. Brian's our golf go-to guy. Right? Mm-hmm. Dave's the motorsports, NASCAR, racing, and the Bandits, of course. John Gertler on play-by-play. You can hear Dave Buchanan. That was really cool for them to get into the playoffs after a nice run towards the end of the year. The Bandits are an exciting ticket.
A good event. Yeah,
when you go to a game, it is awesome there. It really is.
Yeah. I got to get my playoff fix in. So I'll try to hit a Bandits playoff game. Hopefully they're hosting one.
Okay.
And then quick trip down the 90. Take a look at an Amherst playoff game at some point.
Be nice to have a Sabres playoff game.
I know. Well, we have to make do as best we can, so.
I was thinking about going up to QEW tonight to see my Yankees, who are hot right now against the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Can't make it tonight. It'd be tough.
Tonight?
Yeah, they're three-game series starting tonight, but it's school night.
Seven?
If it was a Friday or Saturday, I might do it. But
7:07. What if I just went?
You could go. I'd like to go, but then I got Max. We're not going to be at Dover until 9:30, 10 o'clock. Then I got to drive back. He's got school tomorrow. I just couldn't do it.
Yankees and Blue Jays.
Yeah.
What's that ticket like?
I was looking. You can actually get for Canadian dollars here, Ticketmaster, decent like club level, second level seats, or even above that for about $100. Not bad.
Okay.
$100. 100 to 150. And then, you're getting up even way higher, obviously, in some seats.
You know, the first baseball game, the next baseball game I want to take in might do well to get in like the $10 range. That might be nice. Go see the Pirates and the Marlins. That's an idea, right?
And
two terrible teams at an awesome ballpark. That's what I'm looking for.
This is how I know you haven't followed baseball that much to start?
The Pirates are good, aren't they?
Pirates are good.
I was going to say.
Pirates are good.
The Marlins are terrible.
They are.
They're like
1-12.
And
the Pirates
12.
Are usually terrible, so you get a pass.
That's right.
Just for saying that, it just comes out of the mouth like that, right?
No, I had seen, though, they're like, what are they, 3 games above 500 right now?
They started really hot. And
no, they're better than that. 11-5. 11-5, and they're tied
for
the division lead.
Started like 6-1 or something.
Yeah,
So yeah.
Listen, I'd love the Pirates to be good.
Oh. Pirates and Brewers.
Last time the Pirates were well,
and the Brewers are good too, and they have been for the last few years. But yeah,
in my life, like there's one team I think of with Andrew McCutchen.
Yes,
where they would have went to the wild card and maybe even got to a series, but that's like it. I mean, how many times have they been to in my life that I can remember baseball? How many times have the Pirates been to the playoffs? Like twice. Maybe.
Probably. Not. Different when I was growing up and when I got into college, too.
It's one of like the most consistent losers in sports. No offense to the Pirates fans out there. They have missed the playoffs 8 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time they won a series was 2013. That's mm-hmm. the team. That's the Andrew McCutchen team.
Oh, they had three playoff appearances in a row. 13, 14, right. 15. But before that, they had not made it since 1992.
So,
when I was in college, yeah. those years in college for me, I remember those teams. That was Barry Bonds. That's Sid Bream.
This is your way of putting into perspective yes. how bad they've been. Since 1993, in the last 31 years, they've made the playoffs three times.
Wow.
It's pretty tough.
Well, they're off to a nice start. Yankees at Blue Jays tonight. We got the Bandits rolling into the playoffs here. The Sabres wrap up their season tonight. Overall, not just regular season, but another year of no playoffs. And then we're going to hear from Sabres, I'm sure GM Kevin Adams, head coach Don Granato at some point this week. We got the Bills starting offseason workouts this week, the draft next week, a lot to get to. Plus, the Arizona Coyotes, what is happening with them? We'll do that. Let's talk about that today. I want to do that. Plus, Dave brought up something. We talked about Matt Vins. Got me to thinking about NHL a little bit and goalies. So we'll talk about that as well when we come back on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.